Mummies do lots and lots of things for us. And we need to say thank you to those things. But all of those things that mums do for us can probably be summed up in two words. Love and provide. Do your mummies love you?
No.
No? Well, I can see what you're like. Mummies do love us, and that's a funny word, isn't it? Provide. They provide. They give us things. They give us money. They work for us. They provide care and comfort. Anyone ever got a hug from mummy when they've been crying?
No.
No, I know what you're like now. But these two words describe our mums. But these two words also do two other things for us. Because they also describe what God is like. Because you see, when we look at our mums, what are we meant to see? When we look at our mums, we're meant to see what God is like. Because who made our mums? God did. Who created our mums? God did. And so when our mums do things for us, like loving us, like providing for us, that's a picture of what God is like and what he does. I've got a few verses that I want to do. Maybe we could read them aloud together. Maybe we could do that. This is a really well-known verse. But in this verse, it shows those two words, God loving and God providing. Should we read that together? Let's do that. I know you don't want to, but we will. Join in with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. What's that verse say? It says God loves the world. And God loves everyone in his world because he created it. But God also provides. Who does he provide? Well, he provides Jesus. Ever heard of Jesus? Yeah? Say again. Oh, church. Yeah, you hear about Jesus at church. That's good. You see, Jesus does lots of things for us. And he was sent by God for us. But, sorry, I'm being interrupted. Shall I carry on? No, who said that? No. That was one of my daughters, I'm afraid. That's never good. Off the stairs, Ames, off the stairs. I've got a picture I might show you because this is something you might be familiar with. Have you seen this? Paw Patrol. Yeah. Any adults watch Paw Patrol? No? Can I recommend it? It's a great watch. 10 minutes. You can even get a double episode. I'm well versed in them. Paw Patrol. Now, can you tell me some of the characters in Paw Patrol? Who? Chase. Yeah, we've got... Who? Rocky. Rubble. Sky. Sky. There's another Sky. Marshall. Marshall's the spotty one. Ryder. Well, you're far better than me. Now, in Paw Patrol, what happens? What do the Paw Patrol do for people?
Nothing.
That's rubbish. They do something. Ah, well done, thieves. They rescue. You see, in Paw Patrol, there's a problem. Someone's in the water. They need rescuing. Or someone's stuck up a tree. They need rescuing. And the Paw Patrol are sent. They are. And you know what? That is exactly the same as Jesus. Jesus comes to rescue us. You see, there's another verse that comes up. This is from a different part of the Bible. But this explains what God did for us. Shall we read this again together? Let's do that. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the Bible tells us a story. The Bible tells us that we do things wrong, that we disappoint God. And that means we can't be friends with God. But Jesus comes and Jesus dies for us. And God provides Jesus because he loves us. See, our mums, they love us and we love them, don't we? Do you love your mums? Our mums provide for us. They do amazing things for us. And it's right that we say thank you. Do you know one of the best ways you can say thank you to your mums? You might know this, adults. One of the best ways you can say thank you to your mums? Say again, Anne. Obey them. There we go. Listen to them. Who listens to their mum? Phoebe does. Yeah. The best ways that we listen or say thank you is by listening. And the same goes for God. You see, the best way of saying thank you to God is by listening to him. By listening to Jesus. You see, Jesus does lots of things for us. And he even dies for us. And we need to listen to him. That's the best way of saying thank you. There's another slide. Flick on one. And again, John, that's it. You see, the best way of saying thank you to God is to listen to him. To obey him, like Anne said. And to trust him. Because he loves. And he provides. And he cares for us.